We are Beis Hashem ending Chelik Aleph when Simen Kuf Chav Zayin. Let us again see the beginning of the Mechaber in Kuf Chav Zayin. Kshigiyesh liyotzibo lemaydim, when the Shat, Chazores HaShat is up to Maydim, Shoichin imay hatzibo. So the Tzibo that says Maydim v'Rabbonon also bends down, and from the Loshon of the Mechaber it would seem that they bend down together with him, and he bends down till the Shem. So Memela, they bend down also on the beginning of the Moedim, the Rabbon, until they say the Shem. La Yishchu Yoysam, he died, they shouldn't bend down too much. V'ayimrim Reidim Anach, Malach Shatu Hashem, Alakeinu, Alakeich Oboso, V'chayisem, Boruch Keil HaHidois, B'loi Haskoras Hashem. They don't say others. It was, they said the Nusach, Boruch Ato Hashem Keil HaYidois. They ended Maidim the Rabbonim with Boruch Ato Hashem. But the Mechaber says, we don't say this. B'loi Haskoras Hashem. V'yesh Misha Oymer. Now there's a second day. Shetzach Lishchois Gam B'Soif. That one, we said that we bend down in the beginning of Moedim, and others say we should bend down by the end of Moedim, Boruch Keil HaYidois. So we bend down, the Tzibur bends down two times. V'toyim Lochish L'dvorov, and the Mechaber says that's a good idea, we should bend down two times. And Agavuche, the Dirsha brings down, this was the minute of the Chazainish and the Stipler. V'tayv lachish l'dvorov. V'yesh oimrim, and others say, she'oimer hakel b'shchiya achas, that there's not two sets of bending down. That means the Mechaber said you only bend down in the beginning. Then he brings on a yesh mishoimer that you bend down two times, by the beginning, by Boruch Keil HaYidois. And there's a third day that the whole Moedim Darabonan is said B'Shchiyah. That means you bend down from the beginning till the end. The Chayna Minik, and the Ramos says this is the Minik, that the whole Moedim Darabonan is said bending down. Now, let us see, we're in the middle of the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Dalit, B'Loi Haskoras Hashem. But that you don't say Boruch Ato Hashem Keil HaYidois. So that's a girl loimer Boruch Ato Hashem Keil HaYidois. Voilam Leinoge came. We don't feel sich like the going. B'Shchiya Achas. And now the Ramos says the minig is B'Shchiya Achas. So we can say the bearing down the whole Moedim the Rabbona. V'abach Kosa B'Shem Rashal She'yizkais Ma'at. Ksha'imer Hashem Ad Soif. It means he starts bowing down B'moedim Anachnu Loch. He lifts himself up partially after he says the shame. And so he's partially bent over, partially beskifed, not like the beginning of Moedim. And by the Soif was Yicha Ad Kan L'Shoinai. V'oilom Noigim K'mei Shekosav Remoh. Now, we mentioned the Yusha says the minig of the disciple because the Nisha were to like this V'yesh Misha'ima that you bend in the beginning, then you Zoykev, you straighten up, and then you bend again at the Seif of Meidenbach Kelei Dois. Siv Beit, im ein sham kahanim, if there's no kahanim in the minion, Oymer Shliach Tzibur Alakein Lokei V'Seinu B'Cheinu V'Brocha M'Shuleshes V'Ani Avorechem. This we don't say in our Nusach. And then he says, V'Rachecho D'Shat V'Seinu Tzibur Oynin Achrov Omein Alakein Yehi Ratzoy. So let us see now the Mishnah Berure. Im Ein Shom Ein Lekamot Semekuv Chav Chesif Yud Ba'Gob שקוסף דמינגנו שאפילו יש שם כהנם אימא חשץ הלכנו לכי ביסינו, אדם כדי שחיין שם. There's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. There's something that's between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Sfardim, when when there are Kahanim, so the Sadim just say Kahanim, and then the Kahanim start Tuchim. By the Ashkenazim, the Shat says quietly, and then he says loud Kahanim. So these two minhagim afilu when there are kahanim, if you say lekein lekeviseinu, but the mechaber l'shitosa, he holds you only say lekein lekeviseinu when there are no kahanim. Now, I'm a shliach tzibur ubediyaved im loy omar ein machzir anaisi. What if he skipped over? He skipped over to. He finished Sim Sholem. So it's not Ma'akiv B'diyevet the Bichas Koinim. The Mishnah Berurah is Metzadet, if he reminded himself before he was Messiah Sim Sholem, he's Metzadet, he should go back and say Lekein Lekeviseinu, and then say again Sim Sholem. He hears such a tzad, he remains with a tzorech here. But if he skipped it over, it's not Ma'akev the Shemayne Esle. This is a sofit to the Shemayne Esle. If he said it, he said it. If he didn't say it, it's Chaval. Babroche, now what does he say? Bocheinu Babroche Hamshuleshes Batoira. Batoira Ksuve. Babroche Bepatach. And then we Kehanecho Kehanim am kedoy shecho. So this can be understood two ways. The first way the Mishnah Berurah understood, which he says is wrong, Kohen is a loshen amishores. A Kohen is good. That's the literal translation of a Kohen. He's a mishores. So Kehanim am kedoy shecho could seem to be saying that the Kehanim are the Misholsim of Klal Yisrael. Kehanim am kedei shecho. So the Mishnah Berurah says that is not the translation. Emilis kahanim dovek lemilis am kedei shecho. That is not pshat loy mishahim kehanim de the Misholsim am kedei shecho. The kaimelo and the kahanim shluchi de rachmoninu. The kahanim are shluchim. The midrabbeinu shalnal of Klal Yisrael. The loy shluchi didom. Ela kloima. The Kahanim are considered, they themselves are an Am Bifnei Atzmai. So Kahanim, they are an Am Bifnei Atzmai. Now this is something very interesting. She'omer Yevorechecho Hashem Yireh L'tzad Ha'echo. We're talking about the Shatz. When he says Yevorechecho Hashem, he should be facing in front of himself, towards Zoran Kodesh. V'yishmerecho, when he says v'yishmerecho, yireh, he should turn l'tzad yemin shaloi. He should turn to his right. V'recho Hashem v'yishmerecho, he should turn to the right. Tzad Abiz Ketshubah says not he should bend down to the right, he should turn his head to the right. Maybe he can nod his head a little bit, but not more than that. So that's by v'yishmerecho. Yair Hashem, again, he's facing in front of him, Klapi Yehichel. Yair Hashem, Klapi, Ponov Eilecho Vichuneko, and he says, Ponov Eilecho Vichuneko, he should turn to his left. Liyachte B'yamin Zoyer Parshish Nosai. So Al-Koponim, this is the Piskechubis is Mavair, this is Gor Rachoshe V'zach, this is Azair HaKodesh. It seems by the third bracha, the shatz doesn't look straight ahead. But by the first two brachas, by Vishmarech, he turns to his right, and Ponavilech Vichuneko, he turns to his left. It seems there's no reason to bow down. It seems that the whole Indian was only Yira. The whole Makairas is this Zoya. The Zoya does not say to bow down. It just says what? Now, the Ein Atzibo Now, the Bnei Mechaber says further, Vein HaTzibo Einen Achav Omein Elekein Yehi Rotzoy. That means the Shat says, V'rech Hashem V'yish Merecha, they don't say Omein, they say Kein Yehi Rotzoy. Now, what does that mean? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. The Omein Loishayach, the whole concept of Omein, is only applicable Kiim Ksha'oina Acha Koyin HaMavorech. If the Koyin is giving a broche, so I say Omein on the broche of the Koyin. Masha'en Keneshlir Tzibur She'ein Oimet El Derech Bakosha. The Shas is not giving broches. The Shas is being mispalable. Cheinu Babrocham Shuleshes Baterek Sovidei Moshe. So we're asking Moshe, give us this broche. But he's not giving out broches because he's not a Kohen. This broche was specifically said for Kahanim. So therefore, when the Kahanim say the broche, they're giving a broche, the Tzibur says, Amen. When the Shas says Yivarechecho, he's just saying what the Kahanim said, and we're asking the Rabbeinu Shalom should bench us with their broche. So this is Habakosha, we say, Ken Yehirotze. Zot the Mishnah Brure, the Habakosha, v'chein ishim izboch, b'boch, shikhanem b'boch, Ken Yehirotze. Now it's very interesting, there's a two-way machlokes. That means after all three brachas, we say, Ken Yerotzen, the Kerlin Yenechadu, Shemesada Shlich Sibet, Philosim Ashikan, and Mohammed, so we say, once Ken Yerotzen, the Yeshemim Ken Yerotzen, Achako Brach, others say, after the three brachas, after each brach, say, Ken Yerotzen. Dr. Amor Maita, Vinogu. We only say Elokeinu v'Elokei v'Eiseinu only in the Zman when you can do it. Now let us just give one hakdome. The halacha is you do it by Shemayna Esrei. The Latin Eretz Yisrael where you do it So Yiduchin by each Shemayna Esrei, by Shachris, and by Musa. By Mincha, Chazal, theoretically we should Yiduchin by Mincha Oichim, but Chazal said that you don't Yiduchin by Mincha, because Mincha is a Shas Shikris. People drink wine, everybody, and then the Kohen is not allowed to Yiduchin im Shos and Abid Yisrael. So Chazal said, we don't Yiduchin by Mincha. So now the Rambam is saying, so when do we say Lekeinu Lekeinu V'seinu B'cheinu B'Avrocham Shulesh of the Torah Aksuva? That means if Kahanim would be here, and this is a tefillah which they duchim, so then we say Lekeinu Lekeinu V'seinu. But if Kahanim would be here, they also wouldn't duchim, which means Minche, because Minche, they were eager to see his kapayim from Minche. So by Mincha, you don't say, Lekein v'lekein v'seinu, because if Kahane would be here, you don't do him. So we don't say, Lekein v'lekein v'seinu, if Kahane are not here. Now let's just be magdim one more anochem. That there is, by a tainus sibba, Kahane do him. By a tainus sibba, Kahane do him. What is the reason that Kahanim duchen by a tiny sibul? So the reason is because they used to daven mincha by a tiny sibul towards evening. They didn't daven the mincha gdelu, they davened later. So they gave that mincha a locha of nila. And therefore, and just like by nila, and that you thought they duchen, so the mincha of a tainus sibba, which was usually said in the time that they said nila right before the shkia, so they duchen in eretz. They duchen by a tainus sibba. So since they duchen by a tainus sibba by mincha, so therefore if we don't have kahanim or we're in chutzlach, we say lekeinu v'lekei v'seinu. because this theoretically is Azman to Duchim, so then say we say Lakein Vakein Vaseinu. Now we'll understand what the Gemara is saying. Vein Oimrim Lakein Vakein Vaseinu, Rak Bizman, Sheroi Lebirches Koyanim Velisa Kapayim. Only if there'd be Kahanim, we would Duchim. So then if there's no Kahanim, we say Lakein Vakein Vaseinu. Let's see the Yotei. Bizman Sheroi, Rotzo Loimer, Bishachris, Uvemis, Uvemusef, Veloi Biminche. Obetainis Sibu, Gam Geminche. And Tainis Mishum da Oimrim Birches Koinim, because a Mincha of a Tainis Sibu, since they used to daven Mincha late, so they gave it a din of Nile, just like by Nile you duchen, so they duchen by the Mincha of a Tainis Sibu. Okay, we'll come back to this. Now let us see. The Vinogu Loima, Bishachis Simsholim, Vichain Kozman Shoima Lekenu, Abu Balavohim Aschilim Sholim Ro. So now, they said Simsholim whenever they duchen. Why? What's the connection? Because theoretically, Simsholim has in this broche the context of Birchas Koinim. Sim Sholem, Sholem, Bolcheinu, is Yivarechecho, Yoyer, is Oponecho. So whatever is Nichlal in Birchas Koinim is put into the Broch of Sim Sholem. So the Ramo, whenever you do him, you say Sim Sholem. Therefore, by Minche, you don't do him, so you say Sholem Ro. That's what the Ramo is saying. When you say Lekeinu, that means by a tiny sibul you say Lekeinu, you say Sim Sholem. Avo Belavochi, because the whole bracha of Sim Sholem is we are repeating the brachas of Birchas Koinim. Avo Belavochi Maschilim Sholem Lo. V'yesh maschilim simsholim b'mincha shal Shabbos. Others, and this is the Minik Ashkenaz, I think, that even though a whole week they say b'mincha sholim rov, but since the mincha of Shabbos is after Kriyas HaTorah, so we say b'oir ponecho, so b'oir ponecho is going on Torah, so therefore we say simsholim. Yesh maschilim simsholim b'mincha shal Shabbos, So now he says like this, the two things. What's answer cut your base? That means that if a Yochid is fasting alone, so then they don't change over the Shemaynes, because of him, he says Shalom Ulov. Abu Balavochi, if your mama says Shalom, by Bishachris, Shalom Rav, Yaitse, but the Arizal calls of Loilam Sim Shalom, you always say Sim Shalom, Lambi Piraloch. Now let us start Chelek Beis, and let us start Chelek Beis. Before we start Chelek Beis, there's a Merdek Bir Haloche, which is important to know, which is Negeya the Yisraelim. So the Bir Halacha starts, the first Bir Halacha in Kuf Chof Ches. Kosev B'Sefer Charedim, Mitzvah Asay Levorech Koyin Es Yisrael. There's a Mitzvah D'Yaraisa, which is Noeg B'Zman Azeh. Shenema Koyisev Volchu Es B'nei Yisrael. V'Yisrael Ha'oimdim Ponim Kineged Pnei HaKahanim. The Yisraelim who are facing the Kahanim, so there's a broche from the Kahanim on the Yisraelim, and the Yisraelim are being nisborech b'shtike u'mechavnim libom l'kabel b'chosam k'dvar Hashem. Heim nami b'chlau ha-mitzvah atkan l'shoyne. So there's a moedike sefer charedim, and there's two ways to learn pshat in the sefer charedim. Others learn pshat that Ayid, that the Kahanim are benching, Kaisavolchu as Bnei Yisrael. So the Broche, there's two parts to the Broche. They're benching Bnei Yisrael. So others learn shot that the Bnei Yisrael are being, there's a mitzvah on the Mevorech, and there's a mitzvah on the Misborech. So a Yid that is there, Bishas Birchas Koyanim, and he's facing the Koyan, he's mechabim to be mechabal the Broche, he's mechayim a mitzvah asay de Yereis. He's mechayim a mitzvah asay. And let's say he's in the shul and he's in a hurry and he wants to go out before Birchas Koyanim, so he's mevatel a mitzvah asay. He had an opportunity to mechayim a mitzvah asay, he was mevatel it. That's one way to learn pshat. Adav Urche, they say over a maisa with the Brisker Rov had a private minion, and he was mad that there should be Kahanim there. Once he heard that Kahanim will first come in a half an hour. So he told the Olam will first start davening later, so we'll have Bichas Kahanim. So there were many grumbling. So there won't be Bichas. He had to wait a half an hour to be Bichas Kahanim. So Zvitzker Rav says, I don't understand. He says, the person who said Tzorah will go to Maron, to Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, Rav Shimon ben Yechoi, he'll go to a Tzadik, he'll go, he'll wait 5 hours to get a bracha from the Tzadik. That you understand. But Birchas Koyanim, which is a bracha, the Yereise, and then a half an hour, you grumble wegen das, talk upon him. So, Samar Dikazach, and daily he saw a Mahadab, when Agoin Rabban Leib Steinman was here in Monthly. He was Mahata to Daven in the Svarda Sheminya, because the Svardim, I feel in Chutz Loretz, say Birchas Koyanim. That's how others learn Pshat. That's Pshat, that you Mekai Mamish HaMitzvah Sasein, Yishibu Mechavim, and Mekai Mitzvah Sasein, Yeraisha. Others say, the Mariasat said, no, the Mitzvah's on the Koyanim. But the Koinin can't give a broche without the Yisraelim there. They can't give a broche to no one. So the Yisraelim are being Messiah the Kahanim. That means without them would be impossible to have the mitzvah. So they get a schal, they Messiah. Not that the Mekayim, the mitzvah, the mitzvah that they Mekayim. But they have a chelik in the Birchas Kahanim because without, so the Messiah and the mitzvah of the Kahan. Fine. Now let's see the mechab. I see his kapayim bepochus meyasora that there has to be at least 10 people. But kahanim miyaminyan, and the kahanim are could be one of the 10. Ain let's see mishmuv dinim bechodavik mishmuv la besemen anhelin in kaddish. Ain shem mishnabrus im kodma megimu mashik sam shem epchim megodem. The misapik linyan yoshin im etzaref. When you need a minion, if a person is sleeping, could he be mashlum the minion? Yeshayimrim, fine. So this a shayla could be bichus kanim is worse, could be it's the same. Yeshayimrim day nesiyas kapayim al b'mokim sheyesh sefer toira. Others hold that you only do when there's a sefer toira. Avrei v'chayim v'kimat kulam chayu kamal seh. You don't need a sefer toira. Yes, Aimrim, the Misha Bava Oma Koyin Ani, so even though Lagabi Yichus, a Koyin is not Nemon, he should have it in Yichus to give him Trume, but Nemon, Lisa Kappa, but the Duchim, we let him Duchim, Bechain Aminik, and that's the Minik. May Aminim Vishikahanim Gamkin Bechla Broche, Bechsiv Ani Aborechem, Kloimer Lekahanim. Vafilu im rubom kahanim, kam kein shaper domi, that the kahanim will do him, and then the Yisrael would surely answer omen. Kim diesh al kaponim Yisrael lechot shian omen acha bichas koinim, o beis haknesi shekulo kahanim, ay lakam im besiv chafei, this is a machloikis, what should be done if there's no Yisraelim whatsoever. Now, let us see the Ramah. Ve'ein lezol Lisa Kapov. A Zol should not do him afilu im kahanim acherim. Afilu there are others duchening, but he should not duchen together with them. We'll explain this soon. The Peirik Beis Diksubis, Bepeche Beis Lixubis, it says, Dezor Oiver Be'esek. It says in Peche Beis, it's a Rashi that says that Yisroel Datuchens is Oiver Anasei, and the pastor says, it says, Koi Sevorechu, a Koyin should bench, and a Yisroel should not bench. Koi Sevorechu. So Memelis, but he says, but the Rambam says, but if there are other Kahanim, then it's Mutter. The Zor Oiver Be'esek Viduchens Aloch, Toisvis Perko Kisvila Yodari Ma Isa Yesh Bezor Oile, perhaps it in Kanem Acherim Shori, Toisvis Bezor Echim, if the other Kahanim that are Duchening, then could be there's no Isa. Now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah, we should understand what we're talking about. Ve'en lezor, dechsiv koise voruchu, atem v'loi zorim, v'lav avo michlal asei, I say, there's an answer, only you should bench is a miyut, you and not Yisrael. V'ayim b'bach shekosav, the davkim nesiyas kapayim. This iser on the Yisrael to say b'yichas koinim is davkim nesiyas kapayim, if he is noisei kapo. Yeah, v'afilum lebirich mitchila shekishon yitzushos yishalam, but it's an iser to say yivarech rabbi nesiyas kapayim. Aber im Jevorich Birches Kahanem Beloi Nesiyas Kapayim Einei Oiver Ba'asei. Then he's not Oiver Anasei. Now, we'll just have to, there's a myriadic problem over here. We're learning now there's an Isra of a Yisroel to say Birches Koinem. Unless it's with other Kahanem. But without other Kahanem, there's an Isra. So the problem is, what happens Friday night? A father benches his children, Yivarechecho. So what happens then? So we're going to, the Bir Aloche asks this question. This is a very pertinent question. So now we learn the Bach, according to the Bach, the whole Yisr is Menesiyas Kapayim. So we still have a problem. So the Goyin was Noyig that he benched his children with one hand. So that's what's called Nesiyas Kapayim. Nesiyas Kapayim is two hands. Putting one hand on the head is not Nesiyas Kapayim. So according to this Bach, you don't have Nesiyas Kapayim, two hands. Now others, the Rabbi Yankev Emden said that his father used to bench them with two hands. So now we still have a problem. How can a father bench this an issa of Nesiyas Kapayim by his own? Okay. So let's see. The Primogodim Mashme, the Isa Yesh Bechol Gavni. The Primogodim says, Afilu, without Nesiyas Kapayim, it's also. So now we see have a problem. Kos of the Seifim Mogin Gimboirim, the Hodom Retoira Atem Veloizorim, this Lav, Ein Rak Bimiskavim Lekabonis HaMitzvah. Now, the Mogin Gimboirim says, Amoza de Kezach, which is Zicha an Eitzah for a lot of people. That means, he says, the issue is if a Yisrael wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Birchas Koyinim. So then there's an issue. The mitzvah should only be done through a koyim. But if I'm saying Yivarechecho, and I don't have an intent to be, I want to mention, but I don't want to be mekayim the mitzvah of Koyis Avorchu, I want to give him a broche. Avilei mechavim klal lekavonas mitzvah, And this is what the Bir Aloche speaks about. The Bir Aloche speaks about this problem. So he says, according to the Bach, is Gevaldik. And then he brings down, and then we have a shalos, one hand is sufficient. Or but if you're Mechavan, I don't want to be Mekayim. If your mitzvah tzriches kavonis, I don't have kavonis. Mechavan, that's become the mitzvah of Birchas Koinim. So then there's no Issa.